participating in 815 Ale Fest, but we're excited to be a part of it.
And we're excited to have you.
All the other local breweries coming out, but... Yeah, we brought some beers in this morning to sample out to you guys if it's not too early.
It's never too early, sir.
Absolutely.
Are these going to be beers at 815 Ale Fest?
Or absolutely,
are you working
yeah.
on something
so we
new?
We brought a couple of our fan favorites. Of course, we've got the Vanilla B-Slap, as we've been calling it.
Love
on the radio
it. Love
it. All right. Red Ale, the one that everyone's probably most familiar with. Yeah. But we brought out a couple other things that we're going to feature. We've got some new beers we're going to try and release for the event. So we've got our new... Cloudy number 21. This is a New England hazy IPA. Ooh. Kind of a juicy IPA. So not your traditional bitter, you know, astringent IPA, but something a little more palatable. So, and then we've got some other classic beers. We've got some lagers. We've got some imperial stouts.
All so good stuff.
We've got all good
it sounds
stuff.
Great.
Yeah.
It sounds right up our alley. Yeah. So you got to fill me in. Pig Minds. I know like the culture of... like craft brewing and stuff like that is like yeah. to have like cool kind of out there names, almost like minor league baseball in a way where like there's kind of just there's obscure names. Walk me through Pig Minds and how we got that name, because I think it's a cool name.
So it was before my time. So this is one of the OG Pig Minds beers. This is, again, we've been around for, this is in our 11th year, but this is one of the first beers we released. So this was not my naming scheme here, but we wanted to throw something out there that was really attention grabbing and zany. So there's a whole backstory to it, which I won't delve into, but yeah.
It's good. And it's all vegan food, which is unique to the area.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
when you have the food.
First vegan brew pub in the country.
Yeah. So, really?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty
so
cool.
We got that going for us.
And when you have the food, you think, this is amazing. This is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
You never know.
Yeah.
If you were like, oh, I don't do vegan. Try it before you knock it, because it's truly incredible. So,
yeah.
Just saying. All right, well, we're talking way too much. What do you got for us?
So let's pour out some. Well, let's try a new beer. We, Chelsea and Matt, we had this New England hazy IPA, but let's do one of these West Coast bitter IPAs. You guys seem like some real beer fans here. So.
We dabble.
All right.
All right, now this is just the sampling of some of the items you will see at 815 Ale Fest. Again, February 4th. Tabala Events Center. You're going to have a booth there with Pig Minds, and Chris will be there. He'll tell you all the same stuff he just told us.
Look, so polite.
Yeah, good pour, by the way. Nice. Great pour.
Yeah, nice head on that beer. So this is Sweep the Leg. This is our West Coast style IPA.
Ooh,
this is one
little...
we kind of retired earlier this year, but we brought it back because people have just been craving it. So
sure.
It smells fruity. Yeah. Is that an orange flavor?
Yeah, so it's got some grapefruit and citrus on the nose. But
grapefruit, yeah.
When you sip it, it's going to be real bitter. And so this is a real, this is a hardcore craft beer lover's dream
wow.
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Got more hair on my beard now. That was good.
I got more hair on my chest now.
That's very good, though. You would think, oh, it's going to be bitter, but it's not like, oh,
yeah,
sour.
Still quenching. No. Still quenching. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. No, it's very good.
I never would have thought I'd be into that.
And this was so much of a fan favorite that you guys, like you said, retired it
yeah,
and brought
retired
it back.
Yeah, we retired this beer. We just brought it back earlier this month, and we're almost sold out of it already. So
that's incredible.
We're saving a little bit for 815 Ale Fest. Come on out. We're going to brew another batch next week, so that'll be ready, a fresh batch.
Sweep the Leg. Yeah.
How long does it take to make a batch?
So, you know, give or take, an ale, this is the Ale Fest, right? So
right.
An ale will take about 2 weeks. We do a lot of lagers as well. We're going to bring some lagers, even though it's the Ale Fest. But the lager will take a little bit longer. It'll take anywhere from 6 to 10 weeks. So
unbelievable. Well, that was just very, very good. The fan favorite, you haven't had the Vanilla Bee Slap yet?
Which I haven't had the Bee Slap yet.
Rhymes with itch. You'll love it.
let's do one of these for the mic here.
Oh. I am going to isolate that audio later. We're going to start every break with that here on out. It's awesome.
All right, so there's my glass again. You can just pour right in there and try that.
You bet.
Can't let you drink alone, my friend. That's what I love about this. And you see some of the bottles in here from Pig Minds, too.
We look at the nice.
Oh, you do have some bottles laying around.
Yeah. Is it a nice dark amber color?
Any throwbacks? We've got any old beers?
Death Grip.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we got
so,
that
right,
one.
That's the sister of the beer to the one we just had, Sweep the Leg. So.
Yeah, we have Sweep the Leg in here, too.
Oh, they're related.
Oh, boy, you do have all the beers back
there.
Yeah,
we do.
Awesome.
All right, here we go. This is the Bee Slap.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to you, sir.
Mm. Yeah.
One of my favorites when I go to Pig Minds.
Oh, right wow.
In McChesney Park. Isn't that just great flavor?
It's great.
I really hope my employees aren't listening because I, you know, I make a big point. We don't drink. We don't sample beers at least before 10 a.m. And, well, we got another 40 minutes to go.
So. Right now in Boston, it's 10. This was pre-recorded. So you're all good.
Listen, right? this is the format where we talk about it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So it's 10 o'clock somewhere too. So all your employees can just chew on
kiss
that
right
for a bit.
Off.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Cheers
kiss off.
To cheers to Pig Minds in McChesney Park for coming out and being a part of 815 Ale Fest. And Chris, thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely.
We appreciate your samples, and we can't wait to see even and taste even more at 815 Ale Fest.
You bet. So, we'll see you out there.
Thank you very much with 95.3 The Bull.
Made sure to do this on an empty stomach.
I love it.
Great time right now. Yeah.
Nice. Good deal.
All right, so you need to record something, right?
Yeah. So what we're thinking is we're going to have a bunch of different brewers come in here. And yeah. We'd like to put things on what we call a rotator. So just have you record something real quick that's like, hey, it's Chris from Pig Minds in McChesney Park. Can't wait to see you guys at 815 Ale Fest.
Yeah.
Something short and sweet like that. We'll play it over the next couple
we're
weeks.
Bringing some monster brews.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll do two versions of it. One where it's like, hey, it's Chris from Pig Minds in McChesney Park. Can't wait to see you guys. Then one where you can throw in, can't wait for you guys to try B-Slap or whatever beers you guys are bringing. Just two versions of it.
Okay.
First one short.
Second one, you can add the different beers. Don't think too much. It's just literally just a straightforward thing.
Yep.
And then we'll produce it and stuff. So,
all right.
Steve, whenever you're ready.
Anytime he's ready.
Oh, is it already running? It's,
okay.
Oh, yeah. So give it a count in your head whenever it's already running. Just
sounds good. Here we go. Hey there, Chris from Pig Minds in McChesney Park. We're excited to see everyone at 815 Ale Fest next weekend at the Tabala Event Center.
Perfect. All right, now what are you bringing? So, hey, it's Chris from Pig Minds, and I'm bringing blah, 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 Pig Minds. Can't wait to see you.
Hey there, Chris from Pig Minds. We're excited to see everyone at 815 Ale Fest. Come on out and try our Vanilla B-Slap.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it.